Jesus Christ. Who are you? What have you sacrificed?
Jesus Christ, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
The Paramount has done it again. This is a theater that has won numerous awards now, major awards, for taking some of the productions that they've done, putting a whole new twist on some of these shows, and turning out amazing productions. Their latest is, if you haven't guessed from that song that you've just been listening to, and the chorus about 15,000 times, Jesus Christ Superstar, which debuted in 1970, was a smash on Broadway, was a smash movie, has been pretty much in production ever since then. And this latest production out at the Paramount, as I said in my review earlier in the week, I think maybe one of the best productions that I've seen of Jesus Christ Superstar. I don't even know how many times I've seen this show. I'm going to guess like 25 over the years. Different productions that come through, and you see them, and they're nice, and you know all the songs. You know, you're sitting in your little chair and you're singing along. I don't think I've ever been as moved as I've been as I have been with this particular production.
Wow. Wow.
It is the production elements of the show, which are amazing. I think it's the cast of the show. Mm-hmm. I think it is this amazingly talented cast mm-hmm. that. You not only enjoy the theatricality of the show, the songs, the sets, you know, and all of that, but you feel spiritually moved. You feel like something has happened when you go see this particular production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Oh, wow. And have you ever had a review right to your face like this before? It's a little bit unusual.
No, I can't say that I have. No.
I'm glad I like the show. It would have been really awkward. Right? This is Evan Tyrone Martin, who plays Jesus Christ Superstar in the show. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
With us. And also, Felicia Boswell, who plays Mary Magdalene in the show. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
By the way, celebrating her little birthday today. So that's very nice. Are you guys having a blast in the show? I mean, I know you all have a lot to think about. You got a lot going on, especially Jesus himself has got a lot going on during the show. I wonder if you get that same sense of exuberation as I felt, and just judging by looking at my fellow audience members that night, what they were going through.
You know, it is pretty palpable, the energy that's in that room. And I think because so many of us in the cast grew up hearing the story of how this happened, it really holds a special place in our hearts. So we want to pay a reverence to that every night when we go on stage. So because we are able to come together in that way and have an understanding that's so much on the same level, it's really, really easy for us to be able to channel that and share that with an audience. And we do feel that energy back. It's really, really incredible.
Yeah. How about for you, Felicia? Same thing?
I mean, it's amazing every night. Watching Evan and sharing this journey with this wonderful cast. We're all very fortunate to be able to tell such a beautiful story. And our cast is full of so many believers. And that's that warmth, that rawness, that realness that you feel, that's who we are. You know, and mm-hmm. so it's a very sensitive story. It's a very important story to tell. And so we're very protective over doing it as much justice as we possibly can.
Yeah, I wonder if that is making a difference that, you know, having believers in the show and really bringing their spirituality to the show that really comes across. I'm not overly religious person. I'm a religious person. I believe in God. I believe, you know, the story, everything. I was moved when I saw the show. I really was moved when I saw the show.
I mean, we're moved.
Yeah.
And it's like new wind every day. It's like fresh wind. It's, you know, it's there's nothing monotonous about it.
Yeah.
And my tears are real. The emotion is real.
Yeah.
I always tell people that I've yet to smile really during bows, because it's moments right after the crucifixion. So, you know, it's a very important story. to me and to Evan and to a lot of people in our cast.
I got to say, I did feel weird at the end of the show. It's a big standing ovation at the end of the show. Jesus was just crucified and you're it's like, oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Not right. That doesn't feel right.
And that's what's so interesting. You know, it's kind of hard when you are a believer, it's kind of hard to draw that line. Right. You know, the area just gets really gray. As I've shared with, you know, with many people, I turned down every audition for Mary Magdalene in my entire career. I never wanted to do the show. Hmm. And I tried to get out of this appointment for this show, and I couldn't.
We are glad you didn't.
I couldn't. By the way. Oh, yeah. But you know, I recognize that this was the time for me to play Mary Magdalene. But honestly, it is so exhausting for me. Physically, even, because what it takes from me, like the weeping that, you know, I have to pour into it every night. And that's not fake. None of it's fake. It's so taxing.
Yeah.
You know, spiritually, emotionally, physically. I honestly don't think I can play this role again.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to. This experience is so beautiful. It's such a special moment in time. And we're all aware of that. And we're very careful and cautious with that, that purpose. And so I don't know if I want to do it again.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. That's really interesting. Do you feel a similar kind of feeling about playing Jesus?
Well, you know, it's so interesting to me because I've had a few of my friends who are not believers say that they came to the show and were weeping by the end and did not anticipate that. And I think part of the power of this role for me is the fact that regardless of whether or not you believe or not, this is a story that happened. This is someone that lived, and this is a story that's been told, and this is a person that had to experience just immeasurable suffering within the course of a few days. So just being able to tell that story honestly, whether or not you believe he was the Son of God, you get to see a pretty real glimpse into a really, really kind of heartbreaking story. This man that just wanted to preach about love and peace.
It's the humanity of it all that people identify with.
And I think that is really special to me, just being able to share the humanity of this. Absolutely.
I wonder if you there have been so many great actors that have played Jesus. Ted Neely, who originated the role of Jesus, was in this very studio like a year ago something when there was a touring production that was going through. And there have been countless on-screen versions of Jesus through the years. Yeah. Does that impact you when you take on a role and how you're going to present this?
I mean, of course, I enjoy seeing as many iterations of as many lives of Jesus as have lived in within different productions.
How do you make it your own, though?
I have to kind of let all of that go because it's not going to be real for anyone else unless it's real for me. So it kind of has to come from a very personal place for me. So whenever I approach anything like this, it really has to start from Evan, because if you don't believe it honestly from me as a person, then everything else has gone out the window. So it's nice to be able to see how other people have done it and to be able to understand what the show is as a whole. And a good way to be able to do that is to be able to have seen other productions. But when I'm approaching a role, especially a role like this, it has to come from a really, really honest place. Yeah.
I would think it's especially this show, right?
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah.
People know the story.
They do know the story.
Few people know this whole story about Jesus and the crucifixion.
Yeah.
And, the whole thing. Yeah. What about working at the Paramount? I mean, that's been like a pretty big story in Chicago's theater scene.
Yeah.
The last several years of how, they're winning award after award after award, taking shows that you've seen 20 times and breathing new life into them. Mm-hmm. What's it like for some of you as performers to come into the Paramount? What are they doing out there that you think makes it special?
Well, I think
you're just coming off of a show at
I actually just finished playing King Triton in The Little Mermaid.
A little bit different.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Tiny bit different than Jesus Christ.
Still shirtless.
Yeah, exactly. It was a mythical creature, but I was still shirtless.
Next time you get the full costume.
Hopefully. But I think it's one of the great things about working at the Paramount is they really enjoy getting back to the honesty of telling the story of musical theater. And it's so interesting that a lot of bigger theaters, once you have the money and the resources to be able to put on like a really fantastic production, it becomes about the production and not the actual story. Mm-hmm. You lose sight of getting to the core of the characters and actually being able to tell the story honestly and involve the audience in a story that is probably a beautiful story that they remember, but not necessarily seeing anything but like costumes and hearing a pretty orchestra.
Style over substance.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So one of the things that Jim is fantastic at is choosing a collection of shows that people have seen before, but really starting from square one and saying, what is the story of these people? How can we tell this story in a poignant way and be able to involve an audience in kind of an intimate way in a really, really large space with the production value that can still exist on Broadway sometimes. So I
really thought about your production last night. I was at the opening of My Fair Lady at Lyric Opera. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very nice production, mm-hmm. but very traditional. Mm-hmm. And it felt kind of flat to me. I mean, it's not bad in any way. It's extremely competently performed. Mm-hmm. The sets, it's the Lyric Opera.
Yeah.
You know, the sets are amazing, and it's like a 56-person cast, and it's, you know, bells and whistles coming at you like crazy, but it's performed in a very traditional way, and I thought the difference is the Paramount takes these shows that you've seen before and tweaks them and makes them relevant to today's audiences. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, they made their choice to do this in a traditional way. That's, you know, their deal. But it's a really big stark difference to me of how shows are produced that way. Yeah. Same with you, Felicia, the Paramount experience?
I'm a newbie at the Paramount, so, you know, and I'm
But not newbie in Chicago's theater scene, though.
No, I'm love Chicago.
I'm surprised you've never performed out there.
Well, normally when I come through Chicago, it's normally with a tour. This is my first time, like, sitting down, and I love Chicago. The audiences have been amazing to me, are always amazing. As far as my journey with the Paramount, I'm still learning, but it's been wonderful. The staff is amazing. They take really good care of their actors. And the venue, my gosh, the venue is stunning. And the caliber of work that we're able to do in such a beautiful venue is invaluable. So I'm looking forward to all the things that are going to come along with performing at the Paramount. Yeah. And I know that they're 6 years old. I mean, they're making quite a splash.
Oh yeah.
Just with this new series where they're producing their own shows. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a stunning work that they're doing. And so I only expect great things.
I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. Felicia is going to sing I Don't Know How to Love Him. We've got all that and more coming up for you. Jesus Christ Superstar, that's at the Paramount through May 28th. Tickets at 630-896-6666 or ParamountAurora.com. So, Jesus Christ Superstar, as we've been telling you, is playing at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Critics like Dean Richards, it says here, says it's mind-blowingly amazing and one of the best productions of Jesus Christ Superstar ever. He said that, really? Oh, yeah, I just did say that a few minutes ago, didn't I? Go see the show. It ends May 28th, only at the Paramount. Jeff Award winner for Best Large Musical 2 years in a row. All the tickets are less than $60. The best theater for the best price, only at ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com.
Why should you want to know? Why are you obsessed with fighting? Times and fate you can't. If you knew the past.
10:52, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
Understand it less than I.
What's the bus? Tell me what's the bus.
I mean, you got such a big smile on your face when this came out. Is this an especially fun song for you to sing during the show?
No, it was just a surprise. I wasn't anticipating.
Didn't expect to hear yourself.
No.
It is a fun song, though.
Right? It is, and it's the first thing that Jesus actually gets to say. So, yeah, that's one of my favorite parts.
It is, and so representative of the character of this show. That's, you know, what's the bus? Tell me what's happening.
In a
biblical story that, you know, that the show was so controversial when it first opened because it dared to incorporate rock and roll into the gospel. It dared, you know, its whole presentation was, you know, some people were outraged at how controversial this show was.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's, but I think that's one of the reasons that it's kind of been fun for us to put our voice into it, because it brings it back to a really honest place when we're able to sing, when we're able to add a little bit of soul to our vocals, when we're able to speak from a really honest place of the things that we've learned about this story when we were younger and the things that we believe these people to be. It brings it back to a really honest place. Yeah. So if you are able to ground that really, really fun music, it takes it to just a completely different level.
Yeah, I have to, you know, also add, I mean, the Paramount always has live music. Clearly, they added some blues musicians in the pit.
They did.
Clearly, there is a gospel influence that I've never heard in Jesus Christ Superstar before. It makes a difference. And you say bring the soul to this. This is an all African American cast, which is, you know, a bold move on the part of the Paramount to present the show this way, that just brings a whole new life to the show.
Yeah.
You know, what's that been like? Have you guys been getting any feedback on that at all?
I mean, well, people were really excited about it, you know, when the press release came out.
Yeah.
But I'm a brown person, so I don't think that much about it.
Yeah.
I'm just a girl playing a character.
Yeah.
I'm an actress, and I love the story of Mary Magdalene, and I would want to tell the story if I were Asian. So, you know, why can't I tell the story? So I don't personally think that much about it. I just think that, you know, our culture, we do have things that are, you know, specifically us, that we can, you know, bleed into who these characters are, who these people are. And that's the influence that you feel and that you see. But I don't find it to be that odd because I'm an African American girl.
Yeah.
You know, it may be different for the rest of the world.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You don't. Once the show starts, you don't even think about it.
You don't think
like
about
for,
it
for a second. You know, when the show starts, it's like when you go see Hamilton. Wait a minute, George Washington is not a tall black man, but like for a sec, you think that for a second, and then the show goes on. And you don't pay one bit of attention anymore.
It has a huge deal to do with what we're taught, where we came from, what we've been exposed to, what we've experienced. Because a story is a story is a story.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter who's telling the story. And for anyone that shows up and they're, you know, having an issue with, not that there's an issue, but if they're thinking, oh, this is different, you'll get over it. The moment that you see Evan walk down with those dreadlocks and that beautiful.
Yeah, there's no question
that beautiful brown skin.
Jesus,
and you go, okay, this is the journey that I'm going to be on.
Right.
If you can't get past the color of the skin of the actors, you're going to miss the point. You're going to miss the story.
Exactly.
And you're going to miss an amazing opportunity to experience something so beautiful and one of the most beautiful stories ever told.
Right.
Because you can't get past that. So I don't think about that.
That's so well said. That's so well said. And really, in my review, I said, the times in which we are living right now, has it ever been more important that we just have this universal feeling of love and acceptance and just be for each other? And is there a better vehicle, the story of the gospel, to tell the story of love and acceptance for one another? That's exactly the point of this whole story.
It was so encouraging to hear several of my friends say that they, in listening to audience members' reactions around them, very seldom heard any reference of race.
Yeah.
Very seldom.
All I heard, you know, at the end of the show is how completely blown away people were by they had the same kind of visceral experience that I had. That's,
then we've done exactly what
job
exactly.
well
to
done.
Exactly.
Job
yeah.
well
There's a
done.
Universality mm-hmm. to this story that it requires no other. It we don't need to put anything on to it.
Yeah.
Everyone will be able to relate to this story if they just
open their minds
yeah,
to it.
Allow yeah. themselves.
As
to.
You will hear why now, Felicia Boswell as Mary Magdalene. With one of the signature songs from the show, it's one of the songs that broke out of the original Broadway soundtrack and went on to be a huge hit on radio. The song "I Don't Know How to Love Him," and we'll get that performance from Felicia Boswell, Mary Magdalene from the Paramount Theater's production of Jesus Christ Superstar in a minute. She's not here by herself. Evan Tyrone Martin is here, who plays Jesus Christ himself. You guys had a little surprise last night, right?
We did with
the rain last night. The perform. Yeah. What happened exactly? The performance got canceled. I know
it did. I believe at some point during our dinner break, the technical director of the theater noticed that there were a couple leaks backstage, and throughout the dinner break, kind of realized that those were not simply backstage, but on stage as well.
Oh, wow.
So they realized that there was a little bit of problem with the roofing, and there was no way for us to restage the show in a way that would be safe for everybody to
probably not
be
a good idea for the cast to get electrocuted.
No, or slip, and there's moving staircases. And
oh, right.
Tables coming out of the floor and everything. Yeah. So
we
it's,
only
it's,
have a pretend Jesus with us. So
yeah, exactly.
It's not the real Jesus. So, just the pretend.
Exactly.
Jesus. So he can't fix everything.
No, no. Unfortunately, my powers are limited. So
I presume anybody who was there last night probably will be rescheduled for another date. You can contact the theater directly.
Yes. Yes, they will get a full refund, or they will
pick another
be able
day.
To be able to reschedule
All right.
For another day.
So yeah. I don't feel so bad then when a technical thing happens.
Yeah, no, we're still going to take care of everybody. Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
Live theater, live radio,
theater.
It happens.
Exactly. I say it all the time.
We're going to take a quick break for the news and then get this amazing performance. Just a couple of minutes. Money. How about that? How many other radio shows do you know that have had two Jesuses in the last month?
I know of none.
None. Exactly.
I know of none.
How many other shows do you know they've even had one Jesus on their show in the last month? We've got two of them. That's the WGN difference, my friends. Two Jesuses for the price of one.
May I also say this music does not get old.
Right?
This is always cool.
Juani, I want you to go see this production at the Paramount, though. But this is the original soundtrack from 19...
Murray Head and the Trinidad Singers.
This is from back when Juani was like 30 years old. When this first came out.
Oh, more like 13.
I think we were teenagers when this first came out.
Teenagers.
I think you're right.
I still have the 45 somewhere.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow, you are old.
I do.
What's a 45?
Oh, God.
Oh, there you go.
Please.
Said it before I did. I was about to. Jesus Christ Superstar is out at the Paramount Theater in Aurora through May 28th. As if you heard my review, this is an amazing production not to be missed. It stars our guests in studio, Evan Tyrone Martin, who's here, Jesus himself, and the second Jesus this month, I might add, that we've had. It's like a theme week on Ricky Lake here. and also Felicia Boswell, who's amazing as Mary Magdalene. Here's the glamorous life of, behind the scenes of Jesus Christ Superstar. During the break, they're trying to decide who's going to ride home with who. It's my favorite thing that I've ever had happen during a commercial, to have that happen.
Rushing to the theater.
Right? It's great to have you both here today. Thank you very much for getting
Thank
up.
Thank you for having us.
Because this is a two-show day for you, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
This is a busy day for them. And then staying late to perform, but we're going to get you on the road in a second here. This song, I Don't Know How to Love Him, is one of the most moving. And it's just you, Felicia, on stage all by yourself, right? Performing this.
It's just me, and Jesus is taking a little nap.
He's resting, yes. But it's you on this gigantic stage.
Yeah.
I think also what makes it so moving,
mm-hmm.
the starkness of this and the yeah. words of the song, right?
The simplicity of
yeah.
it.
What's yeah. What's going through your mind while you're singing this?
Oh my gosh. It is exactly what the words are saying. You know, I don't know how to love this man. Do I love him romantically? Do I love him as a brother? Do I love him as a father? You know, am I just following him? I have a lot of emotions, and she goes through a gamut of these emotions, like during that song, and it's just my internal monologue with God, and when words fail you, this is what she would say.
Yeah, it's incredibly moving to see her perform it on stage, and we're lucky to get her to hear her sing it live with us here this morning. Felicia Boswell from Jesus Christ Superstar, take it away. All right, I have goosebumps. I don't know about anybody else. That's just amazing. So amazing. You never took a singing lesson in your life, I'm told. Is that right? How is that possible? That's the gift. That is a gift right there, right?
It's a gift. I'm sorry. That song almost makes me weep every time I sing it. No, I've not had any training in anything. I've been very fortunate, and I don't take it lightly. I am very grateful for my gifts.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You don't mind coming here every Sunday morning?
I will come here every.
Will that be all right?
Absolutely.
I love
Chicago.
Might be a little inconvenient. After a while, you get used to it.
Absolutely.
Like all the rest.
Why not?
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us. It's great to have you with us.
Felicia Boswell, Mary Magdalene, and Evan Tyrone Martin. Just doing an amazing job also.
Thank you so much.
Jesus in the show. I really appreciate you both getting up early on a two-show day and coming in. Really appreciate it. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Check out the show. It's playing through May 28th at the Paramount in Aurora, 630-896-6666 or ParamountAurora.com.